What's up?
What am I, dude?
Oh, man. It's been a minute. It's good to see you.
Yeah, I know, man. And, you know, like, it sucks that, like, we have fallen off a little bit. Like, at one point, we had so much shit in the can, and then now we're like, man, we got nothing for next week. And it's just crazy the way that shit fucking roller coasters up and down, man.
What's that word that I freaking hate to hear, but it's reality? Adulting is hard.
Yeah. Hashtag adulting.
Speaking of adulting, we've got Matt not with us at the moment. He's off taking care of some business stuff. I'm sure he'll catch up shortly.
Yeah, we'll see him on the next one.
You know.
So, but yeah, man.
You're still able to get together.
There you go.
Together.
Dude, I gotta show you a couple things. So,
wait a minute here.
Hold on.
Did we click the explicit content button?
Cue the zipper sound. So the kids know how invested I am, how invested we are in the podcast, the horror vibes, all that stuff. Like 95% of the movies we watch here are all horror themed. We went and saw Long Legs for my birthday, which if you haven't seen it already, it's fucking dope, dude. Go see that shit. But they presented to me on my birthday two gifts. The first of which is a t-shirt by Bloody Disgusting, which I was like, do you guys know what this is? They're like, no.
Not a clue.
We just got it because, like, you know, it was blood. And then, like, if you look at the t-shirt, disgusting. It's How to Survive a Horror Movie.
Yes.
So it's like all the rules. And it's pretty good quality. It's nice and thick. It's very like plasticky. So I'm sure there's like, you know, special wash instructions or whatever.
Inside out, cold.
But then.
Dun, dun, dun.
There was this thing.
Oh, snap. Yes. The Ninja Turtle double feature.
So it's the Ninja Turtles crossover with the Universal Monsters.
Yes.
So you've got Leonardo. I can't see. You got Leonardo as the Hunchback, and then you got Raph as the Wolfman.
Dude, Leonardo's shell, I believe, opens up, and it can hold things inside of it. It's so dope.
Yeah, dude. And there's like changeable heads or whatever.
Oh, I've eyeballed those at the store. I've never seen the double feature, but I've seen a couple of the individual ones.
Yeah, these are dope, man. And like the fact that they're just in black and white, it's fucking awesome, man.
Even better.
I got to get those posted in the office around here somewhere, so... Thank you, kids. Love you guys. But these gifts fucking rock. And I was like, I think you guys accidentally bought some dope shit. Because, like, they didn't know what any of these things were. They're like, we just thought you'd like it. And I'm like, yeah, you just fumbled into some, like, awesomeness, dude.
Absolutely. Hey, my birthday's coming up, too.
I know, right? So, yeah, man.
Sick come up. Cool. That's
what's up. I got to figure out where in the office I'm going to pose these things. But
you're just gonna have to create new shelves.
Well, I'm supposed to be redoing the office and like hanging all the signed movie posters and pictures and all that shit, and like really kind of like decking it out. The idea was to like start hosting like in-person interviews here and things like that. And I don't know. One day I'll figure it out. I'll get my life together.
You'll get someone to come over to the house.
Yeah, totally. I got hit up by there's a producer on Instagram who he's a movie, like small time, independent, low budget movie producer. I don't want to give his name out quite yet because I know we're in talks of getting him on the show. He's sunk some money into some other projects, but he's got one coming up that he wants to promote. So talking with him about getting him on, that's going to be fun. And then there was a convention this weekend in Southgate, which is a horror depot, but Toxic Doom was out there, and like I totally forgot that was going on, so I just posted some of their stuff. Yeah, man, just things just kind of chugging along in their normal operating fashion.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man, what's up on your end?
Just been watching a few of these like scare flicks, having a good time.
Nice. I know there's a few on the list that I added after watching the one that we just watched.
Ooh.
And they're like, if you'd like this, then you'll like this. And I'm like, I'm not sure I like this one. I'm not saying I hated it. I don't know.
Facts.
I don't know. I'm still processing. So I wrote the other ones down. And I was like, okay, if I do decide that I like this one, Then I will go and check some of those.
You know, I'm really glad that you're still processing because, fuck, I don't even know what we watched.
You know what's so funny is I was listening to the Evil Deaths podcast. Shout out the Evil Deaths, Josh and Brett. If you guys don't listen to the Evil Deaths podcast, go listen to that shit. It's so much fun. Those guys are fucking dope. But they just did their episode on Hobo with a Shotgun.
Okay.
And like, I feel like 40% of that whole podcast was what the fuck is happening and what the fuck did I just watch? And I could not help but think of them while watching this movie. I was like, these guys need to watch this movie for sure. Oh, dude,
you just got to watch it just so that you know. Just so you know.
Yeah, 100%. Because here's the thing, and maybe you disagree with me, and maybe this is going to end up different than I kind of perceive it in my head. But like, I don't know that we can walk through this movie. There are things that happen, but there is no story and there's no plot. Like, it's just a telling of events that happened, in my opinion.
I don't know. I think there is a little bit of a story and a plot in there, but I did not get that from watching it. I got that from actually going on and reading a few other people's reviews and doing a little bit of deeper dig, which is not a ton to dig on here.
You know, it was hard for me to find information. Like, the Wikipedia is bare, man. Like, yeah. There's nothing on there.
Same with IMDb, man.
Yeah, like, I was like, let me go to the trivia on the IMDb. And I was like, be the first to, like, contribute. I was like, no.
I was like, I don't know what to contribute, but I want to.
Well, I think maybe it's that old saying where, you know, if you've got nothing nice to say, then don't say nothing at all. And so nobody has said anything.
Aw, there's so many interesting things though. Like, it's not a shit movie. I'm glad I watched it. I it's like Twin Peaks, man. You're not 100% sure what you watched, but you enjoyed it.
You know what? That's not an unfair assessment for sure. Because one of the reviews I was listening to or watching or something had kind of referred to it as the same way, but not specifically Twin Peaks, more that like you get vibes of like David Lynch and like Frank Henenlotter. I don't know if you know who Frank Henenlotter is.
Weird motherfucker.
Frank Henenlotter is like the dude who did like Frankenhooker. He did Basket Case, Bad Biology, fucking that movie. God damn it, Matt. But like real like body dysmorphia type, you know, weird, gross shit that you wouldn't really kind of think of. So when he said that, I was like, I totally see that. So Twin Peaks, David Lynch, makes sense.
Thank goodness someone else validated what I had to say. Because I was thinking to myself, like, fuck, Twin Peaks was good, but is it that weird? But yeah, it was.
Yeah. So I guess we'll just kind of burst the bubble here and we'll tell everybody at home what we're talking about. Tonight, the monsters are running amok, and we head towards that theater where the marquee now reads, "All jacked up and full of worms."
Picture this.
A voice crawled into my brain like a parasite.
Roscoe? Roscoe?
I'm gonna be a dad.
Oh, congratulations, that's great.
Yeah, my baby's in that box.
Hope it's all right, I didn't drop it or nothing.
No, man, it's all good.
I'm gonna raise you to be a man.
Welcome home.
Sorry, I don't have a mama yet. I have to find one for you.
You wanna be my baby or my daddy?
Yes.
Are you scared?
Hey, I'm a baby.
Are you scared?
Good baby.
I'm usually better.
Yeah, I beat you.
I wish things were more open.
We were wondering if we could have the house for the night.
I'm just gonna do some worms.
What are worms?
I have another idea. Just try them.
What did they look like?
They were worms.
You like them?
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Walk like you're half worm.
Worms don't have limbs.
A 2022 movie by Alex Phillips. It was short. It was like an hour 10, right?
Yep.
Which
yep.
was perfect, given yes. its content and like what it had going on. And I was like, this is about as much of this as I can take. I will mm-hmm. I will say, though, in the end, like the back half is better than the first half. I think it takes a minute to kind of ramp up. But once it gets going a little bit and we get past like some of the weird sexual stuff, then it's kind of cool.
Let me just say, so I was going into this and you text me and you're like, hey man, have you seen it yet? And I was like, nah, I'm hanging out over at my sister's house. My nephews, who are like a little bit older, you know, like 16, were there. And like, I've told them about the podcast and like, I was like, hey, you guys want to watch the movie we're going to watch with me like today?
Uh-huh. I know you said that. And then I text you and then you didn't say really anything after that.
Yeah, I didn't watch it with
well,
them.
What was my like, response to that?
You're about 15 minutes in and it is not for childish consumption at this point. Even youngish adult teenage boy consumption.
Yeah, I was completely on the right. I was on the couch with Perla and Perla was like on her phone and I'm watching this thing and I just feel weird watching it in the room with Perla. Even though she's not even watching it, because I feel like at any given time, she's going to look over and be like, what the fuck are you watching? Sick. Which is totally plausible because everything that happens in that movie gives you precedence to say that. It's just like at any given scene, you could be like, what are you watching?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And
yes.
Luckily, Sorelli stayed in her room for the most part.
Oh, thank goodness.
Towards the end, Perla was like, she's like, it's so weird, dude. She's like, you're such a weirdo. And I admitted to her too. I was like, I know. Like, I mean, I don't go like, I didn't know what this movie was. And then be like, hell yeah, let's do that. Because
right.
There's a movie called Bliss that we did a while back, which mm-hmm. I thought this was kind of be more in that wheelhouse, which the movie's on Amazon Prime. All Jacked Up is on Amazon Prime. And so after the movie, it was like, hey, if you like this, watch this. And it had a list of movies, and Bliss was one of them. So I was like, okay, I wasn't wrong in that it's in that same wheelhouse. And then there's another movie that I watch, which I don't know if I want to do on this show or not. I'd have to go back and rewatch it. But it's called...
Do It.
Like Me. Okay, so I thought it was this other one called Like Me. From 2017. And that movie was something that I thought it was something different than what it actually was. It was okay, but it wasn't what I was expecting. Again, I think Bliss is kind of like the barometer in these types of movies. And Matt didn't see it, but like, no, Matt saw the movie. We did an episode on it, but Matt didn't see it the way that I saw it, which was, like, Bliss was just one of those ones that just stood out on its own, really good. I don't know. It was dope.
That's the vampire one, right?
Yeah. Matt doesn't like to call it a vampire movie, but yes.
Whatever. It was a vampire one. Yeah. It's like not calling 28 Days Later a zombie movie.
Yeah, totally. And you know what? Now that
okay,
I'm looking
at it. It's not. It's the rage virus.
Now that I'm looking at it, this movie, Like Me, is from 2017. It's directed by Robert Mockler. But I'm looking at the cast, and the cast has Jeremy Gardner in it, which Matt's like got a hard on for, who was also in Bliss. But it also has Sean C. Phillips in it, which is the director that Dirty Joe works with a lot. So he is in Dirty Joe is in Sean C. Phillips' movie Desert Fiends with Felissa Rose and Brett Wagner. And then they were just shooting another one in Vegas, Skate to Hell, And a couple other things. So I may need to go back and revisit Like Me. I would recommend you watch it too, but right. Maybe we can do an episode on it. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see.
Sounds cool.
Anyways.
That might sound cool.
I was thinking that those types of movies were what we were going to see here. And I feel like it was, but in a completely different direction. There were points in time where I was like, if you told me that Tim and Eric did this, I would totally believe you.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah, it's just weird. Do you? How do you feel on a synopsis? You think you got one?
Yeah, it's a group of like strangers who are getting hooked on the new drug, worms.
Worms.
I mean, like whatever more we could say about it, I don't know. That's as simple as it gets.
Well, let me do this because, like I said, I don't feel like I've got a walkthrough in me because it's just so all over the place. I think what might fare is to introduce every single one of the characters.
You mean all eight of them?
Was there eight of them?
Yeah, there's like eight people in the cast. That's okay. It. Like, there's not much to it.
And then, which
I appreciate.
Tell their story, and I feel like then you have the movie.
Okay.
Let's give it a try.
All right.
I'm going to go off of what's here on IMDb, and I'm just going to run down. I'm going to try to put it in as much logical order as possible. The first person on here is Trevor Dawkins. Trevor Dawkins plays a character named Benny Boom, which is funny because when we open, I think it's Benny at his house getting a package. No, there's a scene before that, but this is the second scene. He's getting a package from UPS and he's talking to the UPS guy and he's like, I'm going to be a father. And the guy's like, oh, that's cool. And he's like, yeah, my baby's in this box you're handing me right now. And the driver's like, okay. Yeah. Almost like, I understand who you are. Like, and I know like my proximity to you, like, you know, special handling for you. Right.
Oh dude. But it's the next thing that he says that I think is like, it really gives you a tone of who the character is.
I don't remember it verbatim, but it goes something like,
Benny, boom. All right, man.
All right. You have fun.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yo, so I didn't used to fuck with queers, you feel me? Then I realized that dudes are down for anything. Like, don't fuck anything. I got a dick, so I'm going to fuck with it, man.
All right, I'll see you.
Okay, cool. Bye. You know, but then when he signed the form, he was like, Benny, boom. And I was like, that's a pretty dope nickname for yourself.
Yeah. So Benny Boom gets his little package with the doll inside of it. Is this where we're going to go? We're just going to walk right through
like that? I guess. I mean, what's in the box, right? So he takes the package upstairs.
They do a good job of making you guess what you're going to see. Like, because they don't really like, there's a lot of drawn out suspense and it's kind of like the one-way conversation with the man just having a conversation with the camera almost.
Well, what was in the box, Reedy?
Oh, man. What was it called? Like, it was just, this is where it's really, really, really wrong.
I
don't remember what
it was called, but I could tell you what it was because that shit was like disturbing as fuck.
Oh, dude, by far the most disturbing thing I have seen in a minute. Like, and I mean, like, the only thing I can equate to it reminded me of the scene from Switchblade Romance.
No, it's called, goddamn you, Matt, Alan. Fuck, dude. That movie is called High Tension and will only always be called High Tension. Don't call it anything else.
That's why I called it that.
Fucking asshole.
But like, it reminds me of the scene in High Tension where the dude's got like the head and he's he dops the head out the window when he's done using it. Needless to say, what this boy has got in his box is this little like kid doll, like a baby, like what my daughter would carry around, except.
Well, hold on. So like as he's opening the box, he's talking to himself, right? And I don't know if you caught it, but he referred to the UPS guy as the stork before he even opened the door for him. And I only know that because I was watching it with the subtitles on. And So then he's telling him about how he's going to be a dad, the baby's in the box or whatever, and he takes it upstairs and he's opening it up and you see like little side shots of like the baby doll, right? But he's talking to the doll and saying, yeah.
You see like an eyeball. You see like little tiny.
Just enough for you to know that it's a baby doll in the box. And he's talking to the thing like, I'm going to be your father. I'm going to practice with, like, I want to be a real father. I bought you to practice with you. I just need to find your mom. It's not that easy, blah, blah, blah. And he takes the baby out of the box and there's instructions with it. And those instructions are like,
please take a moment to read some useful documents.
Don't apply too much pressure on it. If you know, we've had reports of like damaging soft tissue if you go at least too much pressure. You know, use warm water. And I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? And then it turns out they show the instruction pamphlet. This is a sex
series
toy.
Pleasure doll.
Youth series pleasure doll. It is literally a baby doll with its mouth like wide open, like almost like when you go to the dentist and they put those things in your mouth to like pull your lips apart so they can take x-rays and shit. But then like the back of the throat, that's it. I don't even want to keep going with that shit, dude. It's so fucking gross.
Okay, like I am not one to get squeamish about things, but this is a fucked up thing. Like, long story short, this is like by far the most fucked up thing.
And then so I was like, oh my God, dude, this thing, please don't turn around, Perla. Please don't turn around. Okay, so that is Benny Boom. He's a little off. He wants to be a father. He even says that he's horny and, you know, he's just trying to figure himself out, spends a lot of time in psych wards. Again, this is just him kind of narrating to us, not directly like breaking the fourth wall, but just talking out loud. So he's really doing a good job of laying the foundation for who Benny Boom is, right?
By having a conversation with this fucking baby sex doll.
Youth series pleasure.
That's how he's fucking telling who he is.
Yes.
Monologuing. Ah, it's so gross.
Yes.
It's so gross.
Okay. And then we have a scene with Roscoe, Samantha, and I think his name is Jared.
Jared, yeah.
And Roscoe kind of ends up being our main character with Benny Boom. Roscoe's played by Philip Andre Botello. And then he is in a thruple, I guess I'll call it, with Noah Lepowski, who plays Jared. And then the meat in that sandwich is I'll take that back. I was going to go cream filling in the Oreo, but that's just as worse. The girl, the female in the thruple. God, the fucking movie, man. Betsy Brown plays Samantha, the female in the thruple.
Okay, so I kind of had caught on to the way the movie had opened is there's like this interview that's being conducted between this Asian chick, Henrietta, and some old guy, Dennis?
His name is like...
Anyways, and while they're kind of having their discussion, the old guy is like talking through his past, how he started with drugs and then he OD'd and like he was into like paganism and like it turned into like all this stuff. And like where that ties in, I think it ties into this whole thruple situation where Roscoe and Samantha had been together and like Jared is trying to bring in this other, or Samantha's trying to bring Jared in as this other guy so that they can perform some of these rituals.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, because in this scene with the thruple, like Roscoe's telling the girl, Samantha. He's like, I don't want to do any of the hippie shit today. And she's like, no, you know, let's do it. And so she's just like walking him through this, like, I won't call it a seance, but maybe it was like more like putting him in a trance or whatever.
Yeah. It felt
while the
like
the other dude watched.
It felt like one of those older like sessions back in the 60s with acid, you know, like, hey, we're all gonna do this drug together, let me like kind of take you on the journey. Like,
gotcha. Yeah. It's interesting you say that, because I didn't get that part of it. What I did recognize is that in the telling of his story, he was 4 years old, like, making elixirs. And then by the time he was 5, he was studying paganism. And then by the time he was 14, he was selling drugs. Or no, by the time he was 11, he was selling drugs. And he was a pimp. He was pimping out his cousins or whatever. And then there's a hooker in this movie, and her pimp is that dude. I don't know if you caught that on the beach.
I did, but not until the very end.
Yeah. So that's where I thought that connection was, but I didn't think about it the other way, where like he's connected to all of the storyline. Well, between Roscoe and Benny Boom, because they end up meeting each other. Roscoe is part of this thruple that's into the paganism hippie shit. And then Benny Boom is hooking up with this hooker, and then those, you know, Benny and Roscoe hook up, and then like, so he's tied into both stories, I guess.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But yeah, so anyways, so he comes out of this trance and he's like freaking out or whatever. And you can see that the other guy, what's his name? Not Jared, but Jared is like jealous that like they're connecting on a certain level. And then you get the idea that like he's jealous, and then him and Jared and Samantha end up doing something, and then Roscoe gets jealous, and you're like, okay, like, is this a friendship? Is this a thruple? Like, what is this thing?
It's every threesome ever. There's always someone who feels so like weird. They're on the out.
So weird. And then we meet Henrietta. Henrietta is the hooker who works at the hotel where Roscoe also works, because Roscoe is housekeeping at this hotel. And we see him in some of the rooms just kind of cleaning up after her and after some other people as well. And she's a little weird too, but she's also the hooker that Benny Boom comes to visit.
And Benny Boom Boom.
Yeah. And it's funny because he's got this jacket on with a name, like one of those "Hello, my name is" like name tags. And it just says
daddy.
Yeah. And like when he walks up on Henrietta, she's like,
"You want to be my baby or my daddy?"
That. And I was like, what? And then like he just keeps walking, but around the corner, and she follows him. And then they end up in this room where like he's trying to bang her, but he can't. And like he just can't perform. I think that's what was happening, right?
That was exactly what was going down. Was like he didn't have the ability to do what he needed to get done in that moment. Right, so she's "Hey, you got 15 minutes. Like, do whatever you want."
And it's funny too, because in situations like that, most guys are like, "I don't know what's happening. Like, this never happens to me. Like, I'm usually like a fucking stud. I'm a rock star." And he's like, "This happens all the time." He's like, "I'm sorry. This happens to me all the time.
This is the only way it happens." During that time where he's like, "I got 15 minutes. That is actually, I believe, the first time that Henrietta introduces worms to him.
Yeah, she's like holding him like a baby, you know, just like talking to him, you know, and he's like, "Yeah, I want to be a daddy," and blah, 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 and like telling her his story. And then she breaks out that cigarette case and has got these earthworms in it.
Fatties.
And she's like, "Do you want to do worms with me?" And he's like, "No." And it's just insinuated that like that's a thing, you know,
right,
like worms
right.
are a drug, you know.
But not everybody knows about it. So it's like crocodile was a few years ago.
Crocodile.
Yeah, dude. Did you ever hear about that shit?
No,
bro. Let me find that shit.
If you'd have said bath salts or like Tide Pods, I'd understand what you were talking about. But you said crocodiles.
It is the most disgusting fucking images of this street drug that people were injecting, and it just like causes the skin to decompose.
Now I totally remember what you're talking about. Yes.
It's like spelled K-R-O-K-O-D-I-L.
Know that was the name of it at that point, right? But like,
I don't know,
this
man.
Sounds vaguely familiar, and this looks fucking horrible.
Yeah, it is, dude.
Oh, is. Man. You know what? I was going to ask you, why are you showing me this? But I did it to myself. I asked you to send it to me. This is gross, dude. Ugh.
I mean, I saw it, so you got to see it.
Well, I'll never unsee that. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But yeah, so Worms, the latest and the greatest. All the kids are doing it.
Yep. Say nope to dope and ugh to Worms.
Well, so he leaves, right? So Benny leaves because he doesn't want to do the Worms. And then we see Roscoe go back to the apartment with the thruple, and he sees that the Samantha and what's his name? Josh? Jared?
Jared.
Banging in the bedroom, and like, but it's like a weird hippie thing where she's like, transfer your energy to me, like
stick it in me,
your cock, you know, essentially.
I mean, I don't know any other way. You know how to transfer energy. The golden rod.
I mean, there are ways. But Roscoe sees all of this and he gets all fucking sad panda about it. So he's, you know, goes back to work, and he's, you know, well, we just see him leave, but then Benny's like, you know what? Why didn't I take the Worms with her? I totally should have. So he goes back to the room and he walks in, and there's Benny cleaning the shit up. And he's like, hey, was there a girl in there?
Hey, where'd she go?
Yeah. And he's like, no. So for a second, I was like, oh, maybe she's a figment of his imagination. He just like,
was there a girl in here?
You know, imagined the whole thing.
Which isn't hard to grasp in this movie, because there's so much already early on, like the feel of people tripping out and hallucinating. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. So separating reality and whatever the fuck's going on.
Yeah, totally.
Place in the dirt.
But Roscoe's telling him, there's no girl here, but I think you left this here, and it's the cigarette case full of Worms. So they're talking about, oh, they're Worms. Does it really work? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. And Roscoe's like, I'll hold on to them for you. And he's like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think he wanted to take them, but then was maybe a little bit relieved that he didn't have to after all, because Roscoe was going to take him.
But like, Roscoe is like, he looked like he was like, eager to hold on to him for him. Like, he was like, he looked like a junkie. It was a little like, is that? Let me see.
I will agree with you. I'll agree with you. And then that's solidified by the next scene, which is Roscoe going back home and meeting up with the thruple. And first of all, I don't know what the fuck they were doing. Because the dude was walking around. What's his name? Fuck, I always forget his name. Jared Subway. The dude was walking around holding a bucket full of blood with a tube connected to his arm. And he was like, oh yeah, she's got me like doing something like all casual. And I was like, I don't remember that. You said you wanted okay. to
more. Yeah, cool. Even Roscoe looked over like, oh, you're doing that? Okay. Yeah. And like, I'm telling you, there's some type of ritual or some type of something in there.
They're just weirdos, man, because then like he calls them out on them fucking, and you know, he's obviously jealous, and like you could tell the guys are like battling over which one of them are gonna like win her. And so he's like, oh, you guys are doing that stuff. Okay, cool. He's like, well, I'm going to do some Worms. And she's like, you've got Worms? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to do Worms. You want to do Worms with me? And she's like, yeah, let's do Worms. So, and then you could tell Jared's like, but like, I'm bleeding myself out over here for you. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't say that, but like, he
is
had
this
that
not
look
good enough?
It. Trust me, I know that look.
Oh my God.
I was like, I feel you, bro. I feel you. So they decide to eat the Worms, right? And she even asks, how do we do it? And he's like, I don't know. So they just ate them. And then, like, it's almost instantaneous when they can start feeling the effects. We don't see anything quite yet, but like, you can see them starting to trip out a little bit.
She gets the giggles. Is like the surefire, like, uh-oh, I think it's kicking in.
Totally. And then Roscoe,
you know what I thought? Look, I'm sorry to cut you off there. But when they're looking at the Worms before they make the decision to actually do it, he pulls them out of the case and throws them on this dirty ass plate. Like, okay, so they're dirt worms, they're earthworms that have dirt on them. Like that's one thing. But I mean, the plate looks like they had like ate two meals off of it prior. Like, it was so disgusting. Like,
I don't know.
have some decorum
that's
here.
That's so funny because if you look at the room and what they're about to do, you've got problems with the sanitation of the plate. That's hilarious. Not the fact that this dude's holding a bucket of his own blood, but you're like, come on, man, have some decency. Get a clean plate.
Well, he's doing that spider thing that, like, fucking Roscoe wouldn't do. So, at the end of the day, it is what it is.
There was a part of me that was like, are you going to tell us what the spider's thing is? Because I want to know why it involves you draining all your blood.
Whatever the hell you're doing. And because that's a whole big-ass bucket of blood.
Yeah, 100%. But Roscoe, being the gentleman that he was, turned to Jared and was like, you want to do worms with us? And he's like, all right, yeah, cool.
It just reminded me of that Always Sunny when they're like bleeding Frank.
I don't think I remember.
Frank keeps getting like blood let out of him and he's like pale white and shit.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Like, he's like, he had a gash or something. vaguely remember.
Anyways.
So they're like, hey, let's snort these. And I was like,
No, he's like, no. We're going to snort these dudes. She can eat them, but we're going to snort them.
So they snort the worms, man. And then, like, Roscoe gets all fucked up and he falls to the ground laying next to Samantha. And he starts to, like, have sex with her. Yeah. And then Jared gets all jelly and, like, pulls him up and off of her. And while they're fighting about it, she starts to convulse. She's foaming at the mouth. But all while, like, the scene of the room is done in this like filter or this after effect where all the lights are like starish and almost like disco ballish, and it's really starting to this movie is very vivid and it's got some very great special effects, camera effects, visual effects. It's very meant to be like very like fever dream, acid trip, mushroom trip type kind of movie, and the things that take place, like if you combine that stuff with all the things, all the actions and things that take place in the movie, it's just fucked up. Just really fucking weird.
So to that point also, I want to add, like, as weird of a story in a movie as this is, like, the acting is pretty good too.
That was a recurring theme in a lot of the other reviews and stuff that I had read through as much as I could find,
mm-hmm.
where like everybody went kind of hard in this one,
really?
In the sense that like everybody did a great job.
Yeah. Like
it's fucked up content, right? Like it's the script calls for weird shit, but everybody executes really well. They sell it for sure.
That whole scene with Samantha, like freaking out on the worms her first time, like, I was like, no, that reminds me of someone fucking tripping out on worms.
Like, I mean, they may not have been worms, but like, I've been there.
Yeah, oof. I've seen it.
So after she's like tripping out, you know, I think Roscoe ends up leaving because he was fighting with Jared. She's like dying on the floor. So he ends up leaving and we see this cool kind of transition of him like throwing up. And it cuts from him like throwing up in the apartment to him throwing up on the street to him throwing up somewhere else too. And then they give you a glimpse of him still laying on the floor from the beginning where they were doing hippie shit and she was putting him in a trance. So there was a part of me which was like, is this just all part of the trip from the trance that they started in the beginning, which is similar to like Bliss. There's a little bit of that in there where like,
it could be
she doesn't understand what she's doing and she thinks something is happening, but it's not. So it was because of that where I was like, okay, I'm still into this. Let me see where it goes.
Yeah. But they start introducing like some new words even to me, like exopraxia or whatever
So
exopraxia.
So that whole throw up sequence leaves Roscoe on the street. So he gets up and he's walking around, and this is where we meet two new characters. We meet the guy, the actor is Mike Lopez. His name is Biff, but she keeps referring to him as the Clown King. And he's just like this psychomaniac with like some black and white clown makeup on his face. And then she's like his muse or partner. They're very like Bonnie and Clyde, kind of Mickey and Mallory. Yeah, 100%. And
I think we're first introduced to them like just getting it on in the alleyway randomly.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
They're randomly like banging in an alley.
And then
he gets broken up, homeboy goes running away and his pants are like still basically down around his ass as he's like a mile down the street. You're like, bro, like by now you could have got your draws up. Like,
and that was happening in the daylight. Like it wasn't like they were trying to hide it. Anyway, she's played by Carol Ryu. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. Who played Clown King Jester or something. I don't know.
The Harlequin.
there you go. So we meet them, right? And now they're in the mix, right? And I don't really remember where it goes from there, man. It's just now it's just like with Roscoe and he hooks up with Benny somehow. Like they end up meeting up with each other.
Okay, so...
And that's what this movie does sometimes. It just mashes all the characters together in the most random ways.
Let me see if I can pick this up. So Benny is like... He's got his little, like, sex doll. And he's, like, riding down the street with it. Goes over to the lake. And he was like...
Before that, though, there is that scene of the hooker, Henrietta...
That's where I was
going
to go.
...taking a pregnancy test, and she's pregnant. And it's like, this is the same day, right? Like, this is still the same day. Also, like, he didn't fuck her. So, how?
Yeah, so... Yeah, so...
And then it cuts to Benny driving his motorcycle to the beach.
With like, the doll strapped to his, like, backpack on the outside. And, like, he's, like, carrying this doll by its head and, like, finds a quiet, secluded place on the beach and starts doing what any creep would do and... Right as he's about to like bring the doll into position like for full inside you
is
usage.
No, he was up and running. He was operational.
Anyways,
he got operational.
So while he's operational, in comes the pimp, the dude who was in the video earlier with the big old stick, and he just starts like whacking, beating the dude. Like, you
careful,
fucking knocked up. You knocked up my number one, top number one, bitch. Peppa Jack don't like when someone messes with my number one.
Kudos to you to two Sunny references in one sitting. But yeah, he's all pissed off that she's, you know, knocked up. And as he's getting fucked up, Roscoe just comes out of fucking nowhere and is like, I'll save you. And then ends up saving Benny from the old man and the hooker. And those two leave. And then now they're just chilling on the beach, hanging out. And Roscoe, for the better part, just looks over and is like, do you want to do worms with me? And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And then they do worms. They eat the worms. I
want it to be you. One of the things, though, that I missed was the pimp did throw his doll into the river. So thank God we are over that doll.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. He tried to swim out there after it like he was fucking so Tom Hanks and Castaway, dude. Wilson!
I thought he was gonna Baywatch the bitch. Like, I got this.
And it was so funny because they were sitting on the beach, and Benny turns to Roscoe and he's like, "I'm usually better." And Roscoe's like, "Yeah, man, I'm usually better too."
Yeah, me too.
He's like, "I'm just in a weird place." No, he's like, and Benny's like, "No, I mean like at swimming. I'm better at swimming. I was trying to save my baby."
It reminded me of that scene in Howl. So you're saying I missed my stop?
No, that's funny. You're fucking with me. So they eat the worms and they go on a little bit of a rager, right? Almost in the same way that like Johnny Depp and Benicio del Toro do in Fear and Loathing, right? So now they go on this drug-fueled gallivant around town and they end up at the hotel again. And they bust into the same room, and the room is occupied. Do you remember who's in there?
Oh, it's the freaking the Clown King guy and that other trippy chick.
No
name.
It wasn't. It was Dennis, our new character. big fat guy sitting in a like a heart-shaped bathtub drinking a Cosmo watching porn.
He's got like he's got a little cocktail with the umbrella in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. These two fuckers like bust through the door like they own the place. And he was like, who are you guys? What are you doing here? And they're like, you want to do worms with us? And he's like,
worms? What the fuck?
Worms? And then Benny's like, yeah, it'll get you fucked up. And he's like,
oh, well, why didn't you say that?
Yeah, I like getting fucked up. Come on in, strangers who just busted through my door with a handful of drugs.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, Dennis parties. Dennis parties.
It's true. It's true.
So they do worms.
I was about to say, and I'm sorry I didn't say this earlier, the one thing that had me hung up on this movie the entire time I've been watching it is that Benny Boom Boom kind of looks like me.
He's a little bit more reddish in the hairs, but yeah, yeah, I can see it. I mean, I didn't, but now that you say so, like, I'm like, yeah,
I can't not see it.
Oh, man. But yeah, so now it's three of them about town, and they didn't really do much for the most part.
It's just a montage.
I need a montage.
Them on the motorcycle, them just getting all trashed, and like this weird worm making its way in, like a thick, big-ass worm, kind of like randomly in the middle of the montage.
And that's the thing, right? Like, I don't think we're doing this movie justice in the way that it is trippy, like... again, bad acid trip, fever dream, like it's just all kinds of weird blood and liquids and like engines. Yeah, it's just like, so fucking weird, man. And I don't think even if like we had the movie in front of us, which I'm pulling up, like we could do a good job at describing the content of this movie. Like it's just one of those things you have to see for yourself. And the hard part, the fucked up part about saying that is like 98% of people are going to fucking hate this movie or turn it off and walk away from it, which I wouldn't doubt. I wouldn't blame you for it. I wouldn't knock you for it. But like, really, if you want to get like a good idea of how crazy this is, you really do got to watch the whole thing. And it's only 71 minutes. It's an hour and 11 minutes total. Like, it's super easy to
watch. And it's not a hard watch either. Like, it's weird and you're all over the place. And like, I was trying to figure out what was going on at different points, but it wasn't like painful of a watch. Like where I was like, oh God, here we go. I got to watch this shit. Like,
right.
Like I was like, oh, that's interesting. So there's like this giant worm flying through the air now, like a puppet.
The Worm King. Yeah.
The worm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so weird. So the three of them all drugged up are walking around the hotel again, and they walk into this room, and this is where we find that they run into the Clown King and
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, sure. Okay. So they run into the Clown King and Kelsey. And I think it's just Roscoe that runs into them. And then like he gets tripped out. So he goes back to the room where Dennis and Benny Boom Boom are. And then they're watching a different interview with Kelsey and Angelo. And they're just kind of, you know, tripping out, coming down, I think is what's happening really. But again,
kids show, but on the key, what they're watching is this Worm King, and it's explaining a little bit more of this, what's it, the exophobia or whatever it is, like
exoproxia or something proxia. Like that. And Kelsey explains it. It's like when you're tripping and you see yourself like talking to you and giving you instruction, and then you follow those instructions. That's what like exoplasmia or whatever the fuck it's called is.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, what I took from that was it's the process of becoming basically one, like a worm, like becoming one and like where you no longer have control.
Okay.
I don't know. Like it felt like a metamorphosis.
You relinquish your mind to the drug and just let it take full control over you. Okay. Anyways. So the boys are all tripping, right? And, they're getting into a little bit of an argument and they break up. Fucking Benny Boom Boom and Roscoe both leave. They go their separate ways. They leave Dennis in the room. But then
my baby drowned today.
Yeah, and Dennis is looking.
Did you understand? I'm a hurt man.
Dennis is looking at him like, real kid drowned today. Yeah. He don't know that it's a doll, so he's like, he had that look on his face where he's like, I'm doing drugs with strangers that walked into my room, and it's not going well at this point. Like, I'm just realizing the gravity of the situation here and now, listening to this guy talk about how his baby drowned in the ocean today, hours ago.
You gotta go.
So... Benny and Roscoe meet up with each other in the middle of the night on this road, while also at the same time, the Clown King and Kelsey catch up with them too. And they scoop up Roscoe and they take him in the van with them. And like, they're doing worms too. So now they're all getting all fucked up and they want to get more worms. Benny was with them too. They just put them both in the back of the van. And so they decide to go to a bait shop. Where else are you going to get worms but a bait shop?
Okay, so like, they found worms in the front yard. They were like digging around in the yard and they're like, oh, I got some worms. And then like, they're hard up. They're like, let's go to the bait shop, man. Yeah,
totally.
Get some Jones night crawlers.
Jones in for some wormsins. But it also, like, for me, it was like, oh, okay. So it's not just like any special kind of worms. It's just worms.
I mean, but the fattier they are, the more fucked up you get, it seems like. High quality worms is high quality worms.
Yeah, I getcha. Caps or stems, bro.
Got that Cali worms over here. I've been watching Supercell on Netflix. And then they're in England and like, they're constantly selling weed. And like, the guy's always like, it's California. And I was like, nice. How the fuck you got a California connection in London, bro? Like,
I mean, you lived there for a while.
Yeah, but you're going to carry that shit on a plane for 18 hours for weed?
Get your own plane.
For weed?
Supply and demand.
Maybe there is a demand. I don't know. For weed?
Okay, so they're in this bait shop. They break in. They're looking for worms. And the owner's like, get the fuck out of my store. And then Kelsey ends up stabbing the dude. And Roscoe's watching everything that's happening. And they somehow get Roscoe to, like, get in on the action. They give him more worms. And he just goes to town, just fucking starts stabbing the shit out of this guy, dude.
This wasn't the first killing, though. There was another killing of like some homeless men that the Clown King and
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was earlier, and like, you just saw like the worms coming out of the guts and stuff. But so, like, I mean, they've been on a spree. Oh,
that's right, because they were doing worms too.
Right.
But the way that they did it was different.
Intravenously, if you will.
Yeah, fucking mainlining worms, dude. Kelsey would cut the Clown King's arm and they just laid the worm like there in the cut and it just like absorbed. It was crazy.
And then she was like, sucked it out. It was pretty gnarly. Dude, it was pretty gnarly.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So
after, now you know that you could snort it, mainline it, eat it. Jesus, man. You just got to get
seriously
the worms.
That makes me think now, because Perla's cousin has like this little, like, they bought this house in the next city over or the next town over. And the house is like over 100 years old and it's got this like cellar that they've turned into a tequila tasting room. So like, you go downstairs and then it's like all like concrete down there, and he's got shelves and it's just nothing but booze on the shelves. He's got some really dope lighting in there. It's legit.
And, except for the fact that you got to walk out of the cellar.
That's true too. And what they'll do is they'll go to Mexico and they'll go to small little like unknown towns and they'll buy the tequila made by those towns, but they'll get the backstory on it. So what happens is when you go over there and you do this tequila tasting, he's going to tell you the story about that tequila. It's pretty dope. Like,
that sounds awesome.
It's a good experience, if you will. Next time you're out here, we'll go.
Absolutely.
So like, he'll cut up limes, or his wife will cut up limes and bring him downstairs and we'll hang out. They have salt down there or whatever. You can do limes and salt. But then he had this like black stuff that it looked like black salt. And I was like, what is this? And he goes, actually, it's like the tequila worm. dry it out and ground it up. And he's like, so okay. In a lot of towns in Mexico, instead of salt, they will use this. And so I tasted it a couple of times. I'll like dip my lime in there and just like, you know, and I'm wondering if I have more of that.
Dude, you got worms, bro.
If I'll have worms. If I'll trip out like these motherfuckers do, man.
Oh, that'd be dope. That'd be dope. You know, the trip is they break into this bait shop only to find out it's not season. It's not fucking fishing season or whatever. They got no worms on deck.
It's not worm season.
This is also the first time that I figured out where this film was located. Because the whole time I was like trying to place it. I was like, where is this?
You know, the only thing that I picked up on it, because there's a cop car at one point that says like yep. Clark County.
Cook County.
Where is that?
That's Chicago. So it's your Illinois.
Oh, that's right.
Because on his shirt, the bait shop, it says the name of the city. I don't know, Allegheny or whatever, Illinois. But you got just the cops, and I think there's one other thing later that kind of gives you an insight to where they're at. But I was trying so hard this whole time. I was like, where is this? Is this Detroit? Is this New York? Where is this?
I think they also shot it there, too.
Did they? That makes sense.
I think the director is from there.
Nice.
But yeah, good call. Yeah, there's like so not a lot on these movies.
No.
On this movie. Yeah. Anyways, so they leave the bait shop and it's like daytime now. And they go back to a hotel and they see Dennis kind of walking around. And so Clown King and Kelsey are like, hey, here, take this beer can, hit him in the head. Or just throw it at him. And he fucking throws it at him and it hits him in the head and he falls down and just all this blood just starts to come out from behind his head. And he's like, Roscoe's like, it was just a beer can. Like, what the fuck happened, dude?
Like, what? Like, one beer can in the back of the head and the dude's just bled out right there.
Totally. And
yeah,
so
I was lost.
Yeah, and so he was, you know, out there in his daylight, right? So he's like tripping. So they bring him back into the hotel room and they get him and tie him down on the bed. And they end up killing him too.
Yeah.
Kelsey ends up stabbing him and killing him. So I'm like, oh, okay. So this is not like, it's progressed so far that I realize that my initial hunch in the beginning was incorrect, which was he's just tripping from like whatever hippie shit that they were doing in the apartment in the beginning. It's not a trance or a seance or whatever. Like, it's just, this is real life. And it's so funny I say it that way, because as Roscoe's like, you know, like leaned over with his head on the bed and he's like looking at the TV, he goes to static and then, you know, just kind of zooms in on the static. And then when it zooms out of the static, we see Benny Boom tied up in a chair. And it's Clown King and Kelsey, and they're fucking with them. And they've got him tied up. And, you know, they're just like hitting him with worms. And they're, you know, just kind of teasing at him that, you know, they were going to kill him. And the Clown King.
It totally looks like someone fucked up and drank the wrong Faygo in an ICP concert. but like they're videotaping it like video violence, you know, like
yeah,
they're
yeah,
like, 100%. Oh, yeah, let's yeah, get 100%. This video in.
Yeah, 100%. And it's so weird because even the Clown King tells Benny, like, I'm having a real hard time figuring out if this is like me tripping balls or if this is real life. And Benny's right. Like, no, dude, like, this is totally real life. Like, please don't hurt me. Please don't kill me. But they just keep going at it. And he ends up like stabbing him right in the gut. And it's around the same time. So he's stabbing him in the gut. See, it's hard for me to articulate because it's like it's so trippy.
There's like two murders going on simultaneously.
Yes, he's
really
stabbing Benny in the gut in this chair in this room full of just black. It's just pitch black.
While on the TV,
well, that's happening
the
on
video.
The TV. Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then in the hotel room, the three of them, the Clown King, Kelsey, and Roscoe, are watching this happen on the TV, but Kelsey's stabbing Roscoe, and they're kind of like looking at each other at the same time. It's really weird, dude.
And the whole time, like, Kelsey's, like, jerking off Benny while he's getting,
like a death boner. Yeah, like, they noticed he had a death boner. So they cut open his stomach, like vertically, and they're ripping out these, like, large fucking tentacle scales of guts. But then she, like, pulled out his dick and started jerking him off, too, which I was like, of all the dildos you're going to use, like, that, you got that one? Like, come on, at least give the guy, like, you know, some dignity. Give him, you know, a little... action.
Give him the big
or whatever.
Bam, bam,
yeah,
Bigelow.
Dude. Like, I mean, his name is Benny Boom. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Boom goes the dynamite, duh.
Throwing a toothpick down a...
Yeah, totally. Yeah, hot dog down the hallway?
Yeah. Poor guy, though. I mean, he's getting jerked off and his guts ripped off at the same time.
Yeah, man.
I'm not sure exactly where that goes.
Yeah, it's again, it's weird shit, dude. Now, Jess says, I'm getting comfortable with the idea that this has nothing to do with the hippie shit that's happening in the apartment. As Roscoe is dying,
it's cool, bro.
We cut back to the apartment.
Well, he starts seeing these, like, flashbacks of, like, homeboy dead in the alleyway. Okay. And is that what's going on?
No. He's getting woken up by Samantha, was her name?
Yes.
And it's the beginning of the movie. It's that scene from the beginning where he's laying down on the floor and she's putting him in a trance. But I think at this point she's trying to wake him up because he's like tripping. So I'm like, oh, I went from thinking that it was one way, then realizing that I was wrong, to now realizing that I was right.
Yeah, she wakes him up because, like, she's celebrating, like, he achieved the next level of nirvana or something. Like,
I didn't even get that part.
Yeah, like, she's like, oh, he's let go of his organs and is like become one with the drug or whatever.
Oh, I took that as, like, feel your organs vibrating and feel this and feel that you are real and you are alive. And yeah, I don't know. But it's weird because it goes from there to them being in a bathroom where he is laying in a tub full of, like, it looked like he was covered
disgusting,
in Vaseline.
Like afterbirth.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, almost like he's being reborn.
Yeah, it's pretty gross, whatever the hell it is.
But then, like, she's shoving him back in there like she's trying to drown him.
Yeah, go in the water, just go with it.
And like the
I love
dude,
you.
Yeah, and then the dude Jared is like lighting candles around the bathtub, and while he's like descending into madness, I guess is the like analogy there. They cut back to the Clown King and Kelsey, and they're like fucking with all these like it's Benny's there, but he's got all these like they look like cables running out of him, and the cables are like surrounding the Clown King and Kelsey. And then the hooker comes over and she's telling him, like, she's kind of explaining the situation, and she says,
all the sins of the world are collected by the earth. They seep into the soil and are consumed by the worms. The dirt becomes the worm. The worm becomes the man, and the man becomes dirt. And my baby will absorb the burden of man.
Here, baby.
Your baby. Jesus Christ.
Sounds fucked up.
She's like, you're honestly like the worst person I've ever met. Like, you
ever.
Are the worst. And I was like, where is that even coming from? And then she's like still all over him and shit, you know? I don't know. This is the end of the movie, and like he gets upset, and then like the gut cables end up like unraveling or like pulling like back into his body, but also with the Clown King and Kelsey.
Well, the Clown King's got a mouthful of the guts in his mouth too. Like, they've been munching on him. Like,
well, what's happening is Kelsey and the Clown King are starting to change. And their heads and faces are becoming something different, almost like they're becoming worms themselves. And they start like throwing up all over each other, and like just all this like ooze and blood and just like this, all this. Oh, dude, it was so gross, man. Like,
yeah.
It's just flying all over the place. And then like the hooker and Action Bronson's little brother are like just like making out. And I was like, then, like blood's pouring all. Oh, dude, it was so fucking weird, man. And then we just kind of like pan to this shot of like Benny Boom. Actually, no, before that, there's like a song playing.
Yeah, there's like a transformation continues to go on for the like the fucking Clown King. And then like there's this romantic song and moment between the hooker and freaking Benny Boom as like slowly this sheet of skin kind of like envelops them and they're like trapped inside, just the two of them, and suddenly the baby shows back up.
Yeah, and it wakes up, it's alive, it starts crying and its eyes are moving, and like that's what caught Perla's attention. She looked over and she was like, what the fuck, dude?
So gross. And that's when she turns around. Thank
yeah,
God.
Yeah. Oof. And then like, yeah. And then so this song is about like worms and rebirth. And what we're seeing is like, they're showing the pimp kind of getting off on something, eating worms on the TV. And Roscoe's still dead in the bed. And this rebirth thing is happening in this void. And then like, they zoom in on like a shot of Benny's face and it's just like leering off into the distance, and that's it, man. Roll credits.
Yeah.
Game over. And I was like, I like shit like this because it's different, right?
Yep.
It's counterculture. It's unique. It's artistic as fuck. It's crazy to see, like, it gives you, in my opinion, it just gives you, like, insight into someone's brain.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dude, what is happening in your brain where this is the output? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who the fuck is coming up with these little infant fuck dolls? Because that shit is gross. And, like, I didn't need that in my mind. Yet alone the picture of this infant fuck doll coming to life at the end the way it does.
Totally.
Oh, I'm so creeped out, man.
I'm 100%. I'm 100% convinced that there is an artistic something or other here that I'm just not getting. I don't think I am creative or artistic enough or intelligent enough to pick up what this movie is telling me.
Well, it's the dichotomy of society, and if you allow yourself to fall into the flow of society, that eventually... No, I'm just fucking
around. I was like, what are you fucking... I know, I understand all those words.
At some point in time, you're going to absorb the sins of the earth, my man.
Dude, okay, fun break. So, you just reminded me of something. When I first got on Instagram, there was this one video I saw and I saved it and I know that I still have it and I'm going to pull it up right now because it was so fucking funny to me at the time. And it still is. But let me get there. Oh, there it is. Boom.
Different bubble sections right there. But all that material, bro, from doing by scientists, it informs when there's different temperature changes in the lines and the condensation, and I'm just fucking with you. I'm gonna get fucked up. Yeah.
Oh, it's exactly what you just reminded me of right now.
Yeah, that's about right.
All right, man. Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Yes, sir.
We can mark that one as done.
Never going back on that one. I don't know. I have a feeling that one's gonna come back up.
Alex Phillips, the director, does something else down the line. I think he had a couple other things on his IMDb, but I think this is like the thing he got credited for, like the main thing. I think he did a couple of shorts. There's one called Who's a Good Boy, Pushing Mongo. I'm afraid to even know what that is because...
Yeah, after watching this.
That sounds not PC. And then something called Anything That Moves. But this is like his like mainstream directorial debut, of which the movie actually premiered at a film festival, and it was received well. And although it's got 3.5 stars as its average rating out of 5, people have mixed reviews on it. The words like transgressive, upsetting, disturbing, slippery nightmare, fever dream. It did get some good reviews. Roger Ebert actually gave it some good reviews, so maybe from an artistic standpoint. But it originally released at the Fantasia International Film Festival in July of 2022. So it's really only 2 years old, and was originally a 20-page play that Phillips wrote back in 2016 while working as a PA on other sets. Well, that's kind of cool. But then ended up turning into a movie. And like where he got money for investors and producers and actors and all that shit, like I'd really love to know. He is one of the people that I couldn't find on social media anywhere. But I'd really love to know like how you took this idea, pitched it to people, got them to give you money for it, put it together, put it out.
Absolutely.
That's insane to me. Insane in the sense that it's like inspirational.
Yeah. Right. Because like, this is not like anything else that I've seen. Like it is, it touched nerves and it hit places that I didn't think like I was expecting it to go.
Totally.
I was expecting a fun romp, not this psychedelic
totally
mess of just insanity.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it, and all that, it wasn't bad. Like as much as it was crazy and everything, it's not a bad movie. It's just weird, man.
Yeah. It's just got some parts in it where it just gets under your skin for sure. And yeah. I could see how like a lot of people who don't watch the movies that we watch would be completely turned off by this stuff. Like immediately. Facts. Yeah. Yeah.
Facts.
100%. Well, cool, man.
We'll keep it going.
Let's do it. Yeah. Got another one coming up this week. Well, do we know what we're doing this week?
No.
You know. I'm sure it'll be something good though.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, brother. Until next time.
Later.
See you on the next one, man. Later.
And after that, I started humping pillows during nap time.